Farmers protecting their livestock. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm going to take time this morning to get out and make sure everything had water.
It's pretty miserable right now. We've got a wind chill of about -2.
West and Middle Tennessee farmers have been hit pretty hard this week with snow, sleet, and extremely cold weather conditions. And that means a lot of extra care for their livestock, especially cattle that are out in the conditions. Jay Yergin raises beef cattle in Weakley County.
It's a struggle. Everything we're doing is taking at least twice as long as it would have last week, and we were prepared for cold weather, but we're 2 or 3 days into having been above freezing, and we're forecasted for another 5 to 6 days never getting above freezing, so we're not having time for anything to thaw out. But that's part of taking care of them and us and trying to look out for your neighbors, too.
Jay Yergin says they've had mostly snow, but a lot of ice over the last few days, and they have over 600 beef cows that they're looking out for and working at all hours, ensuring their safety and looking in on their neighbors' needs as well. Lee Rushton has beef cattle in Humphreys County, where most of the precipitation there has been ice and sleet.
As cold as it is and all, the cattle will be okay, but they still have to have several gallons of water a day. We're putting out the good hay, you know, the stuff that we tested and it's got the most nutrient value, give them the most energy as possible. We've been, last couple of nights, we've got our calving pens where we've got our youngest calves and are expecting more. We've been unrolling some dry hay on the ground, trying to give them a spot to lay to be more comfortable. And some of our small group of heifers, first calf heifers, we've actually been taking the time to get them up in the barn.
Everybody needs to try to take care of their water and stay warm. And be careful when you're out in this. You know, it doesn't take long for temperatures that cold to get to somebody.
And we're thankful for our farmers. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.